Welcome back to Entertainment Banter this evening with Joel.
And Matt. How you doing?
Hey.
So, for tonight's topic, it's a very interesting topic for me because, I don't know, I was actually talking to Joel about it the other day, and we talk about entertainment a lot, but what we haven't talked about in a while is how entertainment is brought to us. And if you think about it, I was thinking mostly about television. For me personally,
that's what we grew up with. Though
that's what we grew up with. Television used to have, start out with very few channels. You're talking like three channels: ABC, NBC, CBS. They had PBS,
basic cable.
Real basic. It wasn't even cable. It was like the air channels. You know what you would consider digital channels.
How old are we going? How far back are we going back?
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm going as far back as
what
that.
Year was this? 1683.
Yeah,
shut up. Didn't we have like 13 channels, like the original like 13?
Well, I think it depends on where you lived because I can tell you as a child, I was an army brat, so I lived in a lot of different states. And for the most part, and out of state too, out of the country, the television channels were pretty much consistent. And based on where you were, there was only a very select few. They started to come out with other – I remember the birth of Fox, the first Fox channel, you know, with Arsenio Hall and – couple other things like 21 Jump Street first started there. Married with Children started there.
Love Married with Children.
The Tracy Ullman Show.
It's funny you mentioned Fox. I just want to say this real quick. Uh-huh. When I was younger,
yes,
I actually thought Fox meant 11 because in my city,
sure,
Fox was a Fox 11, right?
Of course.
So right. When I went down to San Diego for Comic Con or I went over here, I'm like, what's on Channel 11? I figured it was always Fox. It's not.
Right. Right.
I was bummed out then.
Well, Tracy Ullman Show, which gave birth to the Simpsons.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that was a new exciting channel. And, like, I don't know if it was UPN or something and then later got bought out, or maybe it was something before UPN. I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I'm getting to this is because a while back, Saturday morning cartoons officially ended. As cable grew and more channels became apparent, they felt the need that we already have like Nickelodeon, we already have Cartoon Network, we have all these other kid channels, Disney channels, whatever, that no one cares about Saturday morning cartoons anymore.
And that was when you can only get cartoons.
Right, which is what I'm getting at. And
everyone waited all week for that.
It's kind of interesting how the dynamic of how we get our media has changed, because as children, we were forced, at least for my generation, we were forced to be disciplined in the sense that you could only watch cartoons between the hours of, I don't know, what, like maybe 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Like, and only certain channels would designate that two-hour time slot for certain cartoons. And then that was it. And that
like
was
Scooby-Doo.
Right. Or anything else that came out for me in the 80s. You know, Transformers, G.I. Joe.
It's also back when parents could still hit your children.
Yes, it's true. But the point I'm making is it was designed for when kids got out of school, they got a little treat, they could watch their shows, and then when mom and dad got home, it was time for mom and dad's programming, the news, and then sitcoms.
Would come on at 6 or 7.
And then the more serious stuff. Like, for example.
But they did that because of marketing, because they knew kids got home from school. There's no point to play cartoons during the day because no kids watching it.
That's true.
So that's when they started playing it. And but, there was none of that really educational shit they have on TV
sure.
now that they have all
well,
day.
And if you were to play Sick or Get Sick, you know, as a kid.
You'd be watching Price is Right.
Price is Right. And the soap operas, you
Don't
know.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your kids, boys.
Yes, boys, absolutely. So it's interesting because now, with all, like I said, all these channels and cable and stuff, they got rid of all that. So there's no discipline in waiting because, this is getting to my next point, even cable is obsolete because now cable has is trying to – someone else is destroying cable. It's kind of like how the music video killed the rock star kind of thing, whereas now cable is destroyed by things like Netflix and iTunes and
Hulu.
You know, Amazon Prime. Although Hulu, in my way, is a sketchy version of cable.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're paying for advertisement.
Yes.
Just like when you bought cable.
Yes.
You're paying for all that. But you know, back then, you didn't think anything of it. You thought you were just natural thing. Pay for the cable television. Pay for AT&T. Pay for Comcast. Pay for whatever.
Whatever provider you have. Yep.
Verizon. And then, like, you just got the TV and commercials came with it.
Right. So, but here's the thing. So, the way cable is combating it and losing is, with Netflix, you can watch an entire season in a day. You know, and if you take that and run back to what I was talking about earlier when TV was, you know, I wouldn't say new, but what it's nothing like it was back then. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to wait a week. If, you know, JR got shot, you had to wait a whole week to find out what happened. Sometimes, like Dallas? Okay.
I have no idea.
Anyways, it's funny because you had to wait a week. Sometimes you had to wait till the next season. And there's another show that would fill Dallas's time slot until the new seasons, like the new year started, depending on how it was. So it's funny how now we are so impatient as a society to watch these things instantly on Netflix or Amazon or wherever else. I just thought it's destroying how we used to live. And it's funny because cable is desperately trying to keep up with it by doing what? Now what they do is they'll do Family Guy, and it's running like 9 episodes at a time on like TBS or whatever. And so now it's like you've got these channels are like turning into marathon channels. You might as well just have a channel called The Big Bang Theory, because all they do is play The Big Bang Theory anyways, which defeats the purpose of cable. And you might as well just get something like Netflix.
And there's only a few shows people are patient for because they get made so slowly because they're such good quality.
Right.
And that's why they take so long to come out. People are willing to wait for those.
And some of those
like
are
The Walking Dead or
HBO shows like Game of
HBO,
Thrones.
HBO, Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or AMC doing even like Breaking Bad back in the day.
So let me ask you this as a question. Do you think society has lost something by being able to get instant access to stuff? Do you think it robs society of joys? Now let me explain.
You don't let me answer the damn question.
Well, I know, but I'm just going to give you one example. All right? Holiday specials or any special in particular.
You really want to talk about holiday specials?
No. I'll give you another example. The Ewok Adventures. I don't know if you've ever seen those or remember those, but George Lucas created 2 movies that were designed to be specials, and they were only going to be aired on television at a certain time. Once, like this one time, you know, this one year, they mm-hmm. said, hey, we're going to do this Ewok special. So if you wanted to see the Ewok special, you had to go to this channel. You had to go at this time. Now, mm-hmm. granted, you could tape it, whatever. But that's my point is, it was designed to bring the family together. Like, hey, kids, normally we'd be watching Miami Vice, but instead, we're going to watch the Ewok special. It was made for that channel, specifically for this special event to bring families together. So now kids could get excited by the end of the week, watch it with their families or whatever. I'm not saying it has to be the Ewok Adventure.
Probably also back when only families had one TV, really.
Yeah.
And TVs were too expensive.
That's true. That's true. Well, no one has 2 television sets. But my point I'm making
is... Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future. Yeah. He's joking. But the point I'm making is, do you think society has lost something special because of something like that? Yeah, because you no longer have
it. It didn't ring a bell until we started talking about it, actually. You brought up saying that people are this generation's impatient now, mm-hmm. and it's amazing how we are. We just feel like every second of the day we have to be doing something, and when we get our phones, how we get media, how we get news, how we get anything now, it's instant to our phone. Even, you know, we used to go to stores and buy things. Then it'd be instant gratification. You buy it.
Right.
Now we're all like, I got Amazon Prime, man. It takes 2 days to get to me and it's already here.
Yeah.
And it's like, we want things instantly, but we don't want to do anything for that instant. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yes.
So when you said that we were, you know, we were patient. We used to be patient for the TV, you know, for TV mm-hmm. shows that would come. I mean, some people are. I mean, I wait once a week for Walking Dead tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
Right.
AMC. Love it. Not paid for that at all. AMC, if you're listening.
Although if AMC wants to.
Yeah, we will talk about AMC all night if AMC wants to pay us.
Yes.
But I would wait for that because I'm patient and I grew up with that generation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Netflix released the whole season of the new show Jessica Jones from Marvel. They also were just, you know, back in the day, were releasing full seasons of House of Cards,
right.
you know, The Orange and the New Black. They're good TV shows.
Yeah.
They make themselves.
Right.
And it's awesome they do that because you never get left on a cliffhanger. And sometimes you need to be left on that cliffhanger
right.
to make you think about it the week. You know what I do after I watch that episode of Walking Dead now?
Yes.
Literally. Or Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Since there's no other more episodes, I have nothing else to do about it. And it's still fresh in my mind. I literally turn the TV off, pick up my phone, and I research news, The Walking Dead, and have see people's reviews on it just to see like what other people caught on it, what I didn't catch.
Yes.
Because that actually adds to the show to me.
Of course.
Absolutely. It really does.
So you're saying if you were to watch all through it, you would miss stuff.
You would definitely miss stuff. You definitely do. And I kind of want to go back and watch some House of Cards just because it's a great show. But I'm probably going to see things I miss stuff. And you always miss things. Even if you take your time and you forget things, of course. But you're going to miss things. But I was going to go, my point was that kids these days are so impatient that they need that. Right. They need to see it instantly. They want to have it whenever they want it. It's not like I need to have a set time. Does that make sense? Like if Fox said you want to come watch, you know, Family Guy at 9 o'clock, kids these days are like, I'm not waiting then.
Right.
I'll wait for the next day when, you know, I'll watch something the day before that I was waiting, you know, I'll DVR that. Screw that. I want it on my own time. And that's kind of like, it's cool because now the TV's not controlling you. But it's controlling you even more in a sense. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, you know what's interesting? Listening to you talk just now, it made me think about something because I didn't think about the idea of, I mean, we do it. At least my generation, I feel like we've done it in the past. At least we had to because we didn't have Netflix. But you're right. We would sit down and we'd analyze it. We'd talk about it. We'd go to like the lunch, you know, next day, talk about lunch. Did you see this?
Yeah. Or
whatever the case would be. That's a great point because today
you would analyze too, like what could happen.
That's right. But today you don't have that opportunity to do that because you can instantly go watch the next thing. So here's the thing.
Sometimes there are shows still that are on TV that make you wait, like Once Upon a Time on ABC,
right.
Gotham, all those kind of shows.
But my point that I'm making is you have the choice to go ahead. Now, if you stay with me for a second, let's think about this. Movies for us as
Carry Me, Baby Bird.
I know, as kids, there were certain movies that I enjoyed. And why did I enjoy them? Because let's say I didn't own the movie, right? Because back then we weren't rich. We weren't buying DVDs left and right in the $5 Walmart bin. You know, like, you know, I remember paying.
It was VHS 20, probably back then.
Yeah, it was VHS or Beta. And they were like $27 when they first came out.
Holy, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I wasn't buying them back
then.
My
friend in college had a poster for Temple of Doom. And it was an advertisement. And it said $27 for a VHS tape of Temple of Doom. Yeah, back then in the 80s. So, you know, the point I'm making is, though, we appreciated when a movie we liked came on TV. Like, hey, guess what? This movie's on TV. Oh, sweet. And we'd sit and we'd watch it. We appreciate it because we didn't have access to it all the time. And we could talk about it more. And because we didn't have access to it, we appreciated it. We enjoyed it more. Now, let me ask you this. Kids today, do you think if they were to pick a movie on Netflix and watch it, do you think they'd be like, oh, that was awesome. I'm going to rewatch this over and over and over again because it was so good and I want to talk about more. Or do you think they're like, okay, I saw it, next one.
I think it takes a different kid because it's a good thought. Celine, that's a name.
Uh-huh. A name in the world. Okay.
In the world. Anyway, let's just go with a random person. Anyways, her kid, totally Blake. We're trying to not
just go. Kids too now.
And
huh?
Go.
Are we talking
niece,
about
her
things?
Niece? Okay, her niece.
Inside jokes, people.
She was babysitting her kids.
Yes,
and they were they just wanted to watch Frozen over and over again. So younger kids will want to watch. If they think the movie's great.
That's a great.
They
point.
Will watch it over and over again. You can watch YouTube videos of parents going insane watching and listening to Let It Go over and over again.
That's a great.
So
point.
They will watch movies over and over again. So
that's a great point.
So I don't know how like the media platforms these days. I don't know.
Do you think it's a generational thing? Because
probably.
Little kids for sure, because they're still learning and growing. So I can see that. Mm. Let's throw it in the category of 13-year-olds to 17-year-olds. Do you think they would watch something over and over again? Because I get the impression that they're already bored watching 5 minutes into a movie. Like because they're always on their phones. Or they're always doing other things. Like
stab them.
Do you really think? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, it probably is. Because little kids, you just want to watch the same thing over and over again. You don't know any better. But as a preteen or a teen weenie or what do you want to call them, they for sure are probably bored within 10, 15 minutes into something. And they'll probably watch it and say they watched it and move on.
Well, it's interesting.
And a lot of things we find interesting are things they have to watch for school and that shuts them out.
Sure. Well, the idea of it's getting off subject because I don't want to get off television because it's kind of what I was talking about today. Mm-hmm. The comic book world, it used to be a comic would run 500 books, right? This is book 293, the 50th issue or the 100th issue. Now, they are recycling it. They start ground zero every year now. It's books. They have number ones every year.
The attention span of the generation is shorter. Millennials are very short.
Yep. And not only that, it's almost like, well, we're gonna carry this book for a year, 12 issues, and then we'll see if it was popular enough to do another 12. Instead of just going, 25, 26, 27, 28 for year two, it's literally book one again. The Star Wars is an example. There was a Vader book. It lasted 12 issues. And now this week it's going to be Vader something else, and it's number one. So it's still the same story. It's still continuing the same story. But for whatever reason, they felt the need to change the title and create a number one again. I don't know if people see that one and they think, oh, it's going to be worth money. Or they're just saying, no, we don't know how long it's going
to
last.
That could be it.
But people are catching on to that and getting tired of it, because getting back to the reinventing of shows and comics, it's almost like they don't have enough faith in their products anymore. So they know it's not going to last. So they're like, and the attention span. So is the attention span of the American people so quick that even in TV, they're doing it? Because for example, Transformers came out with a cartoon show. It's brand new and it's already canceled. It has maybe 26 episodes.
You don't want to hear my whole theory of short attention spans in America, Dream and all that.
Fair enough.
Because we can go into some dark stuff. Because my whole theory on that, just so real quick to touch on it, is that the media is trying to keep you occupied.
I believe that.
And they're making us have short attention spans.
I believe that. I was just going to ask, do you think the media is the reason why we have short attention spans?
Yes, because they're trying... pretty much, if you notice, a lot of things are going on in our world today. This is totally off topic of top entertainment. No, I guess it is involving entertainment because media.
I consider the news biggest form of fake media.
Literally are handing us stuff in our hands, like an iPod, an iPhone, and going, ooh, pretty. Right. And it distracts us. And then they change legislature over here without us knowing.
Yes.
They throw some bullshit crime scene over here and then change something else over here.
Sure.
They've been doing that for years.
And this will be the last entertainment podcast because the government's shutting us down right now. I'm just kidding. I'm making that up.
The FCC won't let us be.
All right. I agree with you on that. You know what?
They are definitely, and they're trying to keep us dumb, and they're trying to keep us uneducated on that level, just because as long as they give us bullshit media, because everyone likes to see violence in television.
Well, I think
violence in the media, violence in the news.
Let's get back on that because that's a great point. I'll steer away from news and politics right now, but I agree with you, and I'll give you an example. Reality television. I despise it. I hate it. I loathe it. Any other nasty word you can think of, I just want to – if I could punch reality television
– freaking reality.
If I could punch reality television in the face, I would. I boycott it. I never watch it, and I yell at my wife every time she watches it. It's just to me, it's garbage. It's straight up garbage.
I don't know if we're talking about media platforms anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. But my point, no, but it's important because that's all that's on television right now is reality TV.
And it's not even reality either. I've worked on a couple of reality shows.
Of course
where
it's all staged.
It's scripted, yeah.
It's completely scripted.
Some of the words they use are not scripted, but they're sent to go in a certain direction.
Right, they're told to do a certain thing a certain way. And here's the thing about that. The sick part is the reality-based platform or what – I don't know what you call it, plan. It's being implemented into what used to be television shows. Like, for example, The Muppets. That show – The Muppets on their own, their characters and the situations were funny on their own. But now they put them in a reality TV-based environment. And I got to be honest with you, it kind of cheapens it for me. It actually makes me almost despise the show. I love the characters, but watching them do reality television gags, sight gags, in a Muppet show cheapens the Muppets, in my opinion. I think it actually cheapens the jokes. The Muppets were funny. They didn't need to do reality TV spinoff type version of them.
But I believe they're doing that because they're trying to go with the generation, what it is, and that's what...
But here, getting
majority,
back...
Majority... You're not a majority, sorry.
No.
The majority watches reality TV shows, and the ratings prove it. And
that's a great point.
Disgusting.
But let me ask you this.
I blame Survivor and reality.
But let me ask you this, though. I believe this. I don't know if you would. But, if you wanted to brainwash the public and tell them what they like, which is what media does anyways, you would just put out shows, force feed it. You know, like that's what Cartoon Network did. They started out with playing a whole bunch of great old cartoons like Flintstones and a whole bunch of other stuff, Looney Tunes. And then what happened was they had one 20-minute show once a week called Cartoon Cartoon or something like that. And all they did was they had their Hanna-Barbera artists kind of come up with gag sketches. And then the audience would vote on those sketches to see which ones they liked and didn't like. And the ones that survived eventually started getting a show. And then one show became two shows Johnny became Bravo, three shows. Powerpuff and Girls, the next thing you know, the entire channel is that kind of media. And you have nothing that originally started it.
They did start keeping the original stuff, though, during certain times.
It's all gone now.
Moved it onto their old network called Boomerang.
Well, if you notice, that's what they did. They created a separate channel called Boomerang. So now they have their channel. So it was a brilliant marketing. It was a
paid channel, too, if you wanted
it. That's right. You have to pay for it. And it was a brilliant marketing plan because it's like a drug dealer. They enticed you with stuff you remembered. But then they started shoveling their stuff down your throat. That's business. But my point is Cartoon Network shovels what they want you to see down your throat. And that's what makes it popular. And what I'm saying with something like the Muppets is they could have made a Muppets show again and people would probably have accepted it without having it to be this reality.
They were trying to modernize it. That's what they were trying to do. Well, because if you think about it, or remember Muppets back in the old days it was a theatrical show, like not a burlesque, but it was a variety show more or less on stage, and they always brought a guest star in. Well, now they're doing it in the kind of like modern day, and it's a night show.
It's a tribute, and I get that, and that's why I appreciate it.
They just executed it a little weird.
Sure, sure, and I appreciate the idea behind it. So they are taking some of the old and merging with the new.
And they've cut back on the newer episodes. Have cut back on the personal interviews.
Oh,
so
really?
So now it's less. They made jokes about it because Kermit would be talking to himself and he'd be like, "No, I'm talking to you, Bear." He goes, "Oh, just like doing one of those interview things." He goes, "I just can't. I'm not talking to myself, am I?"
That's good. Well, maybe they're changing the format.
I think they may be, because also almost got canceled already.
Yes. Well, I knew that too.
So
I knew that too.
Definitely people.
Well, plus the adult jokes were too adult.
Too adult.
You know, I mean, people appreciated the inside jokes. Adults appreciate inside jokes that the kids wouldn't get.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's straight up like, you know, I'm surprised they didn't have the band rolling joints in one scene. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of where it went.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting close to running out of time. I personally feel that society has lost something special. I feel bad for any of my nieces and nephews or kids that I may have that are going to grow up not knowing what it's like to wake up Saturday morning early in their PJs to eat cereal, to not only watch cartoons that they might enjoy, but also see toy commercials that are catered to them specifically for certain holidays or things like that.
They won't wake up at all.
Saturday. No.
That's just marketing, too. It's just to get brainwashing, too. That was a form of brainwashing, too.
It was, but it was, to me, it was special because it only came on at that time.
It was.
So if you had a sleepover or if you had your friends over, it was everyone knew at this time, you have to do this. And now, in my opinion, it doesn't exist. You can do it whenever, so who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
You know what I'm saying?
Christmas comes the day after Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. There's no Thanksgiving.
Not
no
anymore.
Thanksgiving specials, nothing. You know, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving or whatever, none of that.
The artist is dead.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. They still do it.
Kids
Save Santa. So I'll leave the final thoughts to you. What do you think about it? Do you like this new world we're living in, or do you miss the old one?
I think we're advancing a little much. Like I said, it's a lot of distractions. There's going to be a point where the American people, the middle class, I guess you'd say, who are going to finally snap out of it and realize what's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
And where it goes from there, who knows? That can go down a deeper and darker subject matter.
Sure,
of course. Probably not for a later time, because probably had nothing to do with media. But the way it is, I mean, it's kind of... It's hard to say. I like it, but at the same time, I know what you're talking about, the nostalgia of it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I enjoy that I can watch all what I want when I want it, because I have that antsiness.
Sure.
But at the same time, I don't have time to watch television anymore.
That's true.
So the way it's going, I don't know how the generation, only time will tell. I mean, I know they are losing something special for sure, and they're not going to ever have that. But we have it. But then again, if you go back even to our grandparents, we're never going to know about, you know, toys on strings. Right. You know, and have that nostalgia.
Well, they were even more creative. Yeah. They were outside. Even
exactly. Which I would, and I feel like children these days have been losing that more and more.
Sure.
And especially much more since new video game systems, more reality and all that. So definitely newer kids these days are losing parts of themselves that they are
Well, they're not kids. They're adults.
They're just not finding themselves like they should.
Exactly.
So.
That's a great point.
I mean.
Well, thank you. That was good. I mean, thank you for listening to Joel and Matt on Entertainment Banner.
And we'll see you next time.
Take care.
I'm done.